and sister seem to prove their mettle in battle. You guys defeated the spider and all the bandits and looted. Found quite a bit of decent bit of loot, and now I believe we were on the way back.
So before we actually head back, I want to get the guy that we knocked out.
Oh yeah, him.
And I want to bind him up, and we're marching his ass back to
town. The man you knocked out, who's tied up, after an hour or so of you slapping him, he wakes. And he's like, "Whoa, wait, hey, you're alive."
As are you.
And your friends are not, sadly.
Oh, shit.
You forgot to mention the spider.
That is true.
Thanks for that.
You didn't ask?
Oh, it's dead too.
Because I think giving the creeps. It was Aaron's pet. He liked it for some reason. I don't know. We found it in the cave and I wanted to kill it, but he decided to make it useful.
Wait, what was that guy's name?
Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron's the leader.
Well, good news. They have joined each other in death.
Oh, that's fantastic news. God, they gave me the willies. All right, so you gonna let me go?
Of course not. You're under arrest.
But
I'm going to let you go to town. And stand trial.
Oh, come on, no! I helped you. I told you where they were.
And yes, that's why we're not killing you.
But, come on. They killed me back in town.
And then perhaps.
Perhaps.
What have you done?
How long have you been in Umber?
Who has seen you commit crimes?
It doesn't matter. Evidence doesn't matter. They'll just say I'm a bandit and hang me in less than a day.
Oh, I don't know. My experience with the criminal justice system isn't that bad.
Listen to the previous episode to find out exactly why we find that so funny.
Piss and vinegar.
Love the name.
Seriously, I know how the trick bandits in there. Trials.
He picks up his like his tied together the other hands and one of them's facing him, one of them he does the air quotations.
Well, the trials. I've seen people. It's not even a trial, mate. They go in. They say, "Are you a bandit?" I say, "No, of course not." They don't believe me, and then they fucking hang me or cut my head off or torture me first. Umber is a shit town. What if I don't live there? It's but awful.
Is it not the fact that you are in fact a bandit?
I mean, semantics!
Well, if you go and lie to them, what do you expect? Have you tried telling the truth? I did. And here I am, a free man.
What'd you do?
What did they call it? Disturbing the peace.
I've killed people.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Well, that's a crime.
He flooded the market district with vinegar.
I'm not going to ask how you did that.
You probably should not.
It's weird. But, look. Oh, come on. Seriously. I've been cooperative.
Well, look, cooperative. All that would happen is we'd let you go, you would find some new crew of idiots to join up with, and we'd be out here again in a week.
Then you kill me then! It's either you kill me in a day or you kill me in a week!
But you're already here. Why? I would not like to have to chase you down. I'm tired.
Listen. I swear.
Insight check.
Go ahead.
Seriously.
Same as
not bad, actually.
Let's
try this.
Okay.
Black or white?
Black.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
So, 24.
Insight?
That would be the same for me. 24. Jesus. Hand of Order isn't too sure about you, sir.
6. I believe him implicitly, guys. I so believe him. He's great.
Damn it.
Meanwhile, I'm not sure, and these two guys are just standing over with their arms crossed. Like.
You're not sure. All right.
I look the tallest guy and the shortest guy in the back. Like.
You believe him. You're not sure about it, and you guys get the sense that he's basically fearing for his life, and he's... It's kind of like torturing someone for information. After a while, they'll just tell you whatever the hell you want to hear to get out of their situation. Please, I'll tell you, I'll join you, come, a monastery. I'll give up my ways.
No monastery would take you.
Which, I mean, one might.
The only one that would take you, you would immediately prefer that we had killed you.
Besides, you are a completely inept bandit, but you are a bandit nonetheless. What would happen if you were actually trained on how to use your fists and weapons?
Really, yeah. What would prevent you from taking all of their secrets and simply returning?
Suddenly
to
you become a competent thief.
Now...
I promise not to.
A promise?
Oh, a promise.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go down to the clerics. I believe they have some magical way of enforcing promises. Is that correct? Would you like to be under a spell for life?
We can
do that. Are you ready? Let's go.
Didn't we see that guy? He made that that contract, and then he broke the contract, and all of his skin melted off.
Deception check, please.
Not bad, actually.
That's not canted.
21. Meta deception check. 18.
It's a 13 for me, but he rolled really well.
It was a 19 that canted up against his die.
It was
an 18.
It was pretty much.
Or now it's a 16 on the die.
Roll with advantage because they're helping you, okay. I guess.
Oh, that's 16, actually.
Can I roll a wisdom? Because I'm really confused.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that.
She says out loud.
I look at her, I'm like, you remember, don't you?
Roll an insight check.
Would that give me an advantage with the obvious wink?
Roll an insight check with advantage, sure. Wow, starting off strong today, guys.
Now I'm over here trying to figure out
right,
Dragonborn understand that.
Right, yeah. What does the wink mean in Dragonborn?
What does the wink mean?
Hopefully you realize...
You roll an insight check without advantage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That means, come here, big boy.
No. So, pretty sure. 10.
You believe that they have witnessed a man sign a contract, and then he broke said contract, and all of his skin melted off. You get the image of, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark. The Lost Ark? That's a very different
movie. Lust Ark.
The Lust Ark. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
The different movie.
Oh, dear sweet gods.
That's the book that the receptionist, the lady at the temple was reading after she finished the one she was working on.
There was also liquid on face in that book, but that's...
Different.
Oh man, this is definitely not PG.
All right.
Oh, don't worry, there will be an explicit tag.
Oh, that's good. That's good. But
yeah, have you heard any of my jokes?
You melting skin. You're like, what?
That sounds terrible.
The bandit guy has the same look on his face.
Really?
The smell.
Come on.
Really, the smell was worse than the sight.
His hands are bound, right?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Remember I tied rope.
Oh, everything on him is bound right now.
Right. So you didn't say that.
We said I tied him up.
We originally tied him to a tree, and then we tied him together, his hands together, so he could walk us to camp. And then we knocked him out. And then there was mention of hog tying, but I don't remember how serious it was.
I don't think he was hog tied. So
I don't think he was hog tied either. If we're honest.
The good news is, all of you get attack of opportunity on him as he tries to run.
What are the rules for trip?
I believe it's just an attack action now, right?
Yeah, it's attack and then opposed strength.
Yeah.
Strength? Uh-oh. Or is it strength versus dex?
Oh dear god, I'm wearing these new gloves that give me plus strength.
I'm gonna roll the whole person.
Alright, all of you roll initiative to see who goes first.
Not me.
Also not me.
I got an 11.
What's your modifier? Initiative modifier?
0.
I beat you! I hold person him. I got an 11. No, 12. I got a 12 in initiative. Everybody else,
oh,
I don't think
Jesus
got
Christ.
That.
So he makes it about 3 steps.
Well, he gets a save!
He gets a save!
He gets a save!
I guess.
What's your DC?
Spell DC is going to be... 14.
Yeah, see, 14.
Oh, man. Let me look up this fucking scrub stats real quick.
My move is higher than his. It
I mean, I didn't bind his feet because we were going to march him back.
I can just jog along beside him and talk.
You're basically saying we're going to march you back where you will, where in his mind he will obviously be killed, or we can put you under a magical contract in which your skin will melt off. He doesn't have a lot of
Well, the only reason that would scare him is if you plan on breaking that contract.
He has a perfectly valid option of being a good person. That's always
your inside check revealed that he's not a good person.
Which is why he's going to go to jail. Or get...
Oh, good, he has a plus zero to wisdom.
Natural 20.
Seven.
Does not do it.
It's a hard negative.
You brought this on yourself. Punk!
Oh.
I just want to point out, this is the second time we've held person this guy.
Right? We are wasting high-level spells on this guy.
Oh, God.
He's just hating life right now. Guys. I don't want to just,
that's true. And if we slaughtered all the bandits and came back, we slaughtered all the bandits.
Prove it.
Appreciate you guys bring shit.
He is our proof that we have defeated the bandits.
All right,
so now we will hogtie his ass over a horse.
Crit on him with non-lethal damage, I guess.
Yeah.
We could even just hogtie him.
He's out for several hours.
No, we don't even have to.
You kind of just brought this on yourself. And,
No, we do
he's
not.
Still technically paralyzed and, but you see his eyes kind of roll back in his head.
Because if he's unconscious, he can't be well saved.
That's true. So here, just throw him over your shoulder.
Hog tie and
or we can stick him in the bag of holding and pull the drawstring around so his head's still out so he can breathe. And he'll be like a little papoose.
No.
Oh my God. Please do that. That sounds amazing.
We're going to have to carry his dead weight anyway.
Right. Why not magically make
him lighter? Make him lighter. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, the imagery on this. God.
Right, so the dragonborn comes into town with his fucking bag on his
bed. I hope this is all of a sudden, I hope this is a successful. Look, can't say words. This is a successful podcast, and we get fan art.
We need fan art of this. Right. We need fan art of the bag of holding papoose.
Right.
So attention, the first person who likes this and can draw, do you want to be second tier famous? Suck up now.
Oh, you're so... I like your delusions of grandeur to think that we'd even be second tier famous.
Right.
You never know.
It's second tier to whatever tier we are. Us dot two.
So it's like seventh tier.
I'll be happy if we all just get invited to Watsy's headquarters live stream.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm sure Watsy will have us out.
I'm sure, yes. Oh, God. What are we even doing? Speaking of drink, that sounds like a great idea.
I have gozes.
Ooh,
There's a bottle of reserve in the.
I got you, boo.
Thing with my name on it.
What
yeah.
sort of reserve?
It's a Hatteras Red Reserve. It's a Duplin winery.
Ooh, nice. So we either do the papoose thing, or we hogtie him. We take the 10-foot pole and take him like we're taking him back to the Ewok village.
Oh God!
So now he's like a giant hobo.
No! I like this. I start pulling out the
bag of holding,
and I open it up.
Yeah, we don't want him pulling shit out of the bag.
Right. Coming away with our shit in his.
Stuff on you roll a dexterity check to tie him up, I guess.
Not it.
Who's best at tying people
it's
up?
It's not a skill anymore.
Not I like drop so the rope because I'm like, fuck it.
Which means me, but I rolled a 4.
Black.
I roll
assist?
A 10.
Roll a dexterity check.
I mean, he's not moving. It's not like we can, don't.
Yeah, I suppose. Could
we
you
can
just
take our time.
Take
10
on
20,
such a thing, or take 20,
I mean, taking 20 would take a long time.
It takes 20 times the amount of time it would
take.
Yeah,
I rolled a 5.
All right, you guys have to take 20. So, you guys just sit down.
Of we are going to strap this.
Take the next better part of 30 minutes using pieces of rope from all 4 of your packs.
Oh, yeah. Me and Nadar are just sitting on the guy to make sure he doesn't go anywhere.
Right, because he's only paralyzed for a minute, right?
He looks like...
But he's unconscious for a couple hours.
I knocked him out, yeah.
Oh, he's unconscious for several hours. He looks like a cross between... Like a hog tie.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually.
And a mummy.
They won an award.
Like, he's just wrapped all the way up in the hog tie position. He is not going anywhere. You guys took your damn time for a half hour to do this.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just slide him on into the bag of holding, and you...
Just pull the drawstring around.
Pull the drawstring.
I have to hold it open, and I just pick him up and lower him in.
Basically.
All right.
You pick him up and put him back in, and he's a lot lighter than you thought he'd be. He's all right, we actually kind of
15-pound human.
Have you ever been working out at the gym and you work on something, and then somebody comes by and changes your weight without looking, and you're like, "Whoa!" That's kind of what happens. You almost throw him up in the air. You're like,
"So I got a 15-pound bag and a 5-pound head."
Mm-hmm. And are you just
sort of
on your back?
About. Yeah. There's nothing supporting it.
This is the fucking troll head all over.
Yeah. So I just have it looped over one shoulder, so I got a head just.
Sod the quest.
It's like
kind of
drooling down like on your armor a little bit because it's just fucking unconscious. He got wrecked.
Now, how are the paladin and rogue reacting to this whole scene in front of them?
The rogue?
He's got to be on the ground.
He's looking at you guys like, what the fuck?
This is the easiest way to transport
and
a prisoner.
And the paladin, of all people, is sitting there just struggling to herself. She gave you guys some extra rope so you could die in the rest of the clip. This is hilarious. Thank you so much for this. I need to write a book and put this in it. Oh, dear.
Pretty standard for our day, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
Not the first person that's been in that bag. Though the first person whom I think we've left the head out.
Did the first person ever come out of the bag?
Well, yes, when we delivered their body.
Oh.
They were dead before they went in.
Right. Oh, well, there's that, I guess.
We didn't have a gentle repose spell, so we did what we could.
We had a gentle repose.
It's not like you have to clean out.
I don't know
the
how
extra dimensional.
I don't know.
It doesn't retain what smell.
I just don't know what I'm more surprised at. The fact that it makes so much sense, or that I'm strangely comfortable with it.
You'll be even more strangely comfortable when we get back to town, and I pay for your rooms for the night.
And I'm strangely uncomfortable with how excited you are about tying up a man from head to toe in ropes. She's like, well, it's not my first rodeo. Oh, I don't need to know that!
Don't kink shame.
I'm a paladin of Helm. We don't take vows of celibacy. All right, stop!
He just keeps walking away.
Perhaps this side of the ocean is not a total loss. Paladin.
She looks at you and is like, just kind of gives you a little smile.
I wiggle my staff at her.
Which one? Thank you.
I leave that as the exercise for the listener.
So.
One is a lot smaller than the other.
Oh.
But they do the same damage.
He's so fast. He's so fast.
Alright, so.
That's what she said.
Yeah. No, she said, is it in yet?
I'm pretty sure what she said was, I hope you have more than one attack per round, big boy.
Oh, God. We are just so juvenile. Alright, we're
not putting this on the DM's guild.
Oh, okay. Dear sweet deities.
So, do a jump check to get up to the gutter.
I think we've, you know, farmed these fields adequately at this point.
Yeah, that guy, you guys have, you blooted, you've got a bunch of scimitars, long swords, you've got
leather armor.
The bandit captain did have studded leather armor, but somebody set him on fire. So
you're fucking welcome.
So that's kind of gone now.
I mean, there's some charred leather.
I believe it was just a couple days out. So time to roll my random encounter dice.
Before you do that. As we're moving along, I go over to Asim and I apologize to the way that I've been acting toward him for the past day. I was very upset with you about what happened with that merchant.
I was very upset about what happened with that merchant as well.
From now on, as a personal favor to me, if someone offers to sell you something magical and you don't believe them, rather than just using the item and seeing if it's magical, just get in the dark, because he can tell you if it's magical or not.
At that time, I'm over there sniffing berries and putting them in my mouth.
Yes, of course.
Nadar, the next time you decide to eat random berries from bushes, go get Dravinia. She can tell you if they're poison or not.
Roll a constitution save, Nadar.
Dravinia's behind a tree taking instructions from a small female goblin about how extra-dimensional spaces come with every set of female organs.
And I am German, so next time you want to talk, you know, get pointers on how to stick things in orifices, ask me.
We have to work as a team, my friends.
19.
What's gonna work?
Teamwork.
Everybody brings something to the table.
Your tongue's a little numb. By the way,
I love blue and magic.
He's got this weird stain around his mouth right now, and it's all purple. It's not like blood loss purple. It's just like the berries died. That like.
Have you been eating pixie cheese?
It is by will alone. I set my mind in motion.
How did you catch one?
Can I roll a, like, knowledge nature or whatever?
Sure.
To see what the hell he got himself into?
He looks like a draconic drag queen at this point.
Thank you.
Draconic.
Thank you for that mental image.
That's more fantastic. Fan art.
All right, it's going to be a 16.
He ate some berries that,
But no, I mean,
they can do one of two things. Chicken. They can make a really strong tea, if processed properly, or a really strong laxative, if eaten raw.
I wonder if dragonborn physiology is different enough that it will matter.
You're not sure what it'll do to a dragonborn.
Should be fun.
I tell them as such.
Oh.
In the dog.
They did taste delicious while you still could taste.
Mm.
Those berries that you ingested...
Mm-hmm.
They are lovely in tea when prepared properly, but you ate them in their raw state.
They make my tongue raw.
It's a common side effect.
That is a common side effect, and it also is a fantastic human laxative, which means it makes a shit a lot. Uncomfortably so. So, I just want to forewarn you.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
All right. So, now the rogue is laughing. It's funny because he walked away from the like, ah, my sister can't think about my sister with sex. And then he walked away and stealth and scouted ahead. You hear laughter from like the bushes. Oh, he ate like six of them. All right, so
before we get ourselves into any more trouble, should we push off?
All right, so
yes,
you guys seem to have mended fences, found out a little bit more about the wild and, you know, the berries that inhabit it, and I rolled my D4, John. Give me a 30% out.
Only 20 of it's for an encounter outside of you.
The gold coffin!
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Let's go.
So wrong.
1 to 30. Let's do this easy. Shit, David.
Oh, God.
Well, looks like we're about to stumble across them.
Just because I'm looking in the monster manual doesn't mean anything.
An Otiog launches out of the dragonborn's ass.
Okay.
You laugh. I didn't laugh when the thing fucking killed me by drowning me in shit.
Dear sweet.
That happened.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, that is something that would happen, man.
I've been in the
sewer. Are you sorry?
Fucking lizard folk latrine.
Oh my god.
I've been in the sewers underwater deep. Those motherfuckers were kidding. In their own shit. And everyone else's shit. It's pretty much all the shit.
Yep. Oh god. But they're great to have in your septic tank.
Alright. Fantastic.
Alright.
Wizard tower.
All of you make perception checks.
Alright, white die. We need to be cool. But now.
Not terrible.
Black.
Nice. Hey, can we roll?
15. Nothing.
Perception.
Thank you.
15.
Yes.
22.
Ooh, 25. I perceive the fuck out
Let's
of this.
Let's see. What does I seem distracted by today?
God, I love you guys. Okay. Well, what'd you roll?
A 6.
Well, you see it because I rolled a 3.
Oh. Apparently it doesn't matter how distracted I am.
Whatever it is.
See, it's on point.
Whatever you're distracted by, it's directly behind it.
Yes. Whatever it is, it's like tiptoeing through the woods going, sneak, 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 sneak. Sneak, 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 sneak.
You guys all hear at the same time heavy footfalls, cracking branches. This sound rustling towards you. And at the same time, you all see probably maybe an 8 foot long, 6 foot high boar come out of the
dinner.
Come out of the bushes. Oh, Jesus Christ. Alright, we're gonna just theater of the mind this.
Javania, please tame it. I want it for my mount. I want it for my own.
I'll tell you, you're talking. Oh,
so, all that you trying to talk in a Scottish accent just goes out the window and you become an excited little German boy. Oh, Javania, please. I want it for my mount.
I'll feed it, I'll take care of it, I'll, please, I promise.
These are a few of my favorite things.
I don't think I've been taught
how
to fucking tame a...
I don't even know what the rules for that are.
Right, what are the
animal
rules?
Animal empathy? Is it still a
thing? Animal handling.
Is it just animal handling now that Drew...
Yeah, it's a wisdom check.
Okay, tame. I don't think it's like animal handling. Okay, it's tame now. I think this
no,
is like
it's a process.
Jesus Christ, you really want the boar for a mount?
God, yes. An 8 foot boar? I'm a dwarf. This thing is like perfect.
Yeah.
I feel like Billy Connolly at the end of the Hobbit.
Right.
Alright.
Alright,
so
when you guys find it, let me know.
Look up skills, I guess, if that's even a thing.
They exist.
I think it's animal handling, you just have to set the DC.
Easy.
Well, go ahead and roll an animal handling check.
It's going to start there.
I don't have ranks in it, but
just
okay.
Use your wisdom score.
Yeah, it's a wisdom skill.
Well, yeah.
Let's just see if it's even possible before I have to look this up.
13. I feel like something that big. That's
so you're
not
like
good enough.
You can use it to intuit an animal's intentions according to the book, so that might be a good first start. Like, is this thing going to charge us or in its territory or threatening its young or is it just here?
Okay, so I guess yeah.
A 13 is good enough to recognize it's hostile.
What level of hostile?
We pissed it off.
A hostile, it's about to charge.
Oh, we pissed it off real bad.
We're in its land. It's not happy with us. We're gonna die, or it's gonna die.
Speaking of which, what's our initiative?
Wait.
Yeah, we're just gonna theater your mind this. I'm gonna say that you're all 30 feet away.
Okay? I'm fire time.
That almost went bad.
Oh, yep.
Got better. It was like this. One.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I still need to find them. So, where did I put them?
They're
behind you.
I've seen.
No, I need to find them.
Be ready to go on this one.
Yeah, I see him as super ready.
Super not ready.
As soon as Dravinia says it's going to attack, I seems like... This thing's got four legs and it's twice my height. I am concerned.
No. As soon as she says it's going to attack, I'm like, lunch.
Oh yeah, I'm super excited about... carving this mother.
Yeah, well, look, I've got size considerations.
If I can't ride it, I will definitely eat it.
I'm thinking about bacon.
That's what she said.
I'm thinking about
poke ribs.
Actually, that's what I said.
That's very true. Alright. God. Oh, it's like herding cats with you people. I swear to God.
You're the one who threw a fucking giant ass hog at us.
Alright. So.
Black Bat's got to cook for a little while longer. I'm going to switch to Spider-Man.
Unlikely to steer you wrong.
For anybody confused about what I just said, I give all of my dice sets nicknames.
Oh, that's fun.
If all of my dice were in nice even sets, I'd probably do the same, but this is just a collection of bastard children from over here.
See, I
got a
have,
couple sets.
Like, these are all, like, random, and
this is
and
a
that's
set.
The way I like it.
This is a set.
I have sets, but I actually keep them in their boxes
okay.
And don't ever get used.
Not top of the round is Azeem. You're 30 feet away from the beast.
And it is rearing up to charge,
yep.
Like pawing the ground.
Yeah.
Getting ready to, we're in, what, Light Forest, as per usual?
Yep.
You know, Asim's not sure he wants to hurt an innocent animal.
Oh, where's our probies? Where
he's
are they
not go? So much innocent, though.
Probies.
I mean, I don't want to hurt him, but...
The paladin and the rogue?
He's very hostile.
Keep forgetting I have NPCs. Alright, so... of course, Paladin rolls like a boss.
So, off to the boar's right, Asim is going to cast Minor Illusion to make it appear as if a fucking bear comes out from behind a tree and starts charging at the boar.
Minor Illusion is...
It's only like a 5-foot square.
Yeah, and a bear's more than 5 feet. Well, I guess it's a medium creature, but it's... You can make a bear-shaped kind of thing, but Minor Illusion, you can only get so much detail on. So it's like a big, shadowy bear silhouette.
But it still growls and...
Yeah, it's got sound and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you get a lot more with Minor Illusion than you used to.
Alright, All right. Friendly Scrubs are...
Homegirl.
Does the rogue actually go in front of a scene?
No.
Yeah, I can do a sound or an image, so let's do a sound instead of a bear. Yeah. Bear says roar. I like boar. In a location very close to the boar.
He rolled a 3, which means he got 6. Alright, so the boar hears a roar. He kind of looks to the left of it.
And I will make my way over to the other side.
I'm going to roll a wisdom saving throw for boar. Okay.
Aggression to us?
I'm just trying to get him to flee. Like, be like, oh, bear, never mind. The dar.
Dar wants lunch, so I...
Haven't you already used that today? It's still the same day.
Oh, yeah, I did. Christ. It is the same day. Okay, so I can't use that.
It's a once per day, or does it recharge?
Once per day.
Long rest.
Yeah. So, I'm going to wade in. So, I pull out my Morningstar and lick my lips.
Okay, so it seems like, we do not have to kill this. You know, I just make a big sound. Roar! As Nadar charges in with his, Morningstar drawn.
It is an animal!
It's lunch. Which, I'm probably going to miss it, actually. 17?
17 hits.
Oh,
it's big, it doesn't have a lot of natural armor, it's pretty easy to hit. It's a giant fucking boar.
Oh no, I'm using a Morningstar.
You should have stuck
with that. Yeah, I should have stuck with that. 9 damage.
9, 9, 9, it takes it!
I'm going to, use my bonus action.
Channel Divinity!
No, it's not Channel Divinity.
Channel Bacon!
Yeah, Channel Bacon. 19. And 8 damage.
I thought you had the Channel Divinity to get a second one.
No, Channel Divinity is for my, Guided Strike.
Oh, yeah, War Clerics just get a bonus attack just for being
I had to burn Channel Divinity to use it.
I get 3 bonus attacks.
Go!
Yeah, you just can't do it.
Oh, yeah, you get 3 attacks. Okay, yeah, alright. So, what was the second?
8.
8 damage? What'd you roll to hit?
19.
Yeah, you got it. Alright. Nadar wades in with his shield up and just kind of hits it across the face once. The giant boar-like head kind of goes that way. A little tip of the tusk comes off and he uses the momentum to come around on the top and just bury the spikes of the Morningstar into the giant thing's back. And kind of you pull it out and you stand there on guard. It looks at you angrily.
Well,
it's angry.
Speaking of which, it's... No. That's the Paladin's turn. She's going to follow suit. And she's going to run up. And get to... She doesn't have enough movement to get around it to its flank. But she gets right up next to you.
Well, I moved up on one side.
I thought you said you...
That was an action.
Oh, so you...
And then I went up on the other side.
Okay.
Because I have 35 speed. So I
she's got just enough to get right up to it. Okay. And she is going to run in and hit it with her greatsword. Her normal greatsword, because you took the plus one. She's proficient. Yeah, she definitely hits.
She's not going to burn a Divine Smite on this scrub. So she gets 2d6 plus 4. Wow. Lame. 7. And she's a level 4 paladin, so she should have another attack by now, right?
Level 5.
Damn. Alright, well, if that's true, that's her.
Pretty sure all the fighting classes.
Boar's turn.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Maybe not actual fighter.
Everybody gets multi-attack if they get it at level 5, if I'm not mistaken.
Alright, John. It kind of doesn't like the two of you and sees squishier, tastier meats behind you, so it actually moves out from in front of you. You get an attack of opportunity, as does the paladin.
Black. 16.
16 hits.
7.
All right. Paladin. Rhea hits as well. Takes another 7. You carve a big, it's going away, so you try to carve, but one of your spikes carves just this big gouge in its side. You can see some of its ribs. That's those are going to taste good later.
Mm-hmm. Ribs. He's not even trying to kill it, he's just going to remove the ribs once in a while.
Woo! Oh, Rhea hit hard. She did 12 damage.
I can hit 12 if I do max damage.
Same. All right. And then it is going to charge.
Who's still back there?
Let's see. You're still back there.
I have not moved forward yet. No.
You're still back there. And the rogue's still back there. It's going to charge Dravenia.
Fuck, really? The druid, the one who's trying to fucking save them?
You think you may have offended it in this language. You also look the squishiest. He's covered in metal. And I've given enough rogue enough hate over the past battle, so you're getting some damage.
I'm honestly surprised she's not like just up on her roof line just hovering all over all of us.
That's right, I have a broom!
And that's why you should have listened.
All of a sudden, you remember about your broom as you see this giant fucking boar charging you.
Right, like first permanent flight item. That's important as shit.
Right, I've got such a dreadful memory.
And does it have any kind of limit?
See, it's
to that
not. It's either. Not in my cards. Thanks, Rob. Mm-hmm. That's all your fault.
So if I need to borrow the broom to go do roguey stuff over there?
It's command word based.
That's amazing.
21 to hit you.
Gonna get stolen.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay. Take some damage. Boom. Boom. Alright, you're gonna take...
I damage the fool.
You take 14 slashing damage as it charges in and just slashes you with one of its large tusks, the one that isn't chipped. And I need you to make me a strength saving throw.
That's going to be a 17.
You're knocked pretty hard, but you manage to kind of brace yourself against the impact and kind of just catch yourself with one foot. It almost knocked you over, but you're fine.
I was going to try.
And that is its turn.
Alright. Disapprove.
Alright, so I guess it's within melee of me now.
Yes, that is Half-Thor's turn.
Here's the question. How long has it been since the fight with the spider and the mandit?
Yeah. This is the same day. You guys were just starting to get back to town.
I need in orders.
Like,
or in
time.
Hours, rather.
How many hours? I mean, it took us a while. We said we took 30 minutes to hogtie the guy.
Three. Okay. If it had been less than an hour, I could have actually just hexed him.
Moved
the hex. But
sweet.
I can't hex. I can't cast hex again, unfortunately.
Sorry.
It's bless
a
boar.
With the great sword. I presume 10 does not hit?
10 does not hit, no.
Okay. I will action surge.
Action surge!
Better. 21 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Convert
those numbers. That's his armor class. Yeah. 12.
6 plus 4. 10 magical slashing.
10.
Strong.
That is pretty strong. Okay, so you come in and you see it gore into Dravinia here, and she has to really brace herself or fall over. You're like, I've got your back, and you come in with your brand new greatsword. You're so happy you got it, and you come in and you bury this fucker in its neck. Big, muscly neck. And you pull it out. There's a gout of blood. And you're like, this thing is dead. And it looks like it's falling over. And then it kind of just shakes really hard. It looks at you. And it looks like pure will is keeping this thing up.
And I tell, Dravinia, get back!
It is the rogue's turn. And you're in melee with it, so it's going to come up beside it and stab it.
Stabby, stabby.
Let's see, what does he have to attack? He rolled a 13, so he's good. He's going to stab it and get some sneak attack. Max damage on his dagger. Alright, so basically, it comes back at you, and he's like, fucking thing, die! And just comes up and buries his dagger just in the top of its skull and twists. And it goes, and immediately loses all life and just falls to the ground. Jesus Christ! It's the biggest fucking pig I've ever seen!
It's quite impressive.
That's gonna be the most barbecue you've ever eaten, boy!
Yeah, okay. Maybe I didn't want to go out on an adventure. This is ridiculous. I like cities better. Just it wipes off his dagger and sheathes it.
Only because it's relevant to the vinegar geyser.
Yeah.
Slow fall doesn't require walls. Beating a fourth level, you can use your reaction when you fall to reduce any falling damage you take by an amount equal to 5 times your monk level. For future reference. So for apparently I can just slow fall in the middle of the air.
No shit.
If only you'd known that at the time.
Your robes go out and act as a parachute, right. Or something.
That's like the end of Kung Fu Hustle, where he's coming out of the sky with like the god palm.
Right. What a surprisingly just amazing movie.
So good.
Right? It's just so good.
Was it Bill Murray thinks it's like the best comedy ever made?
It's really good.
Some actually funny person agrees with it.
Oh shit, copyright.
You got it as varied up. Different
modules. So the beast appears to be slain.
Cool, let's butcher this thing.
It is getting towards dusk when this happens, so I mean it's perfect time to camp.
Could you help me here?
The paladin monster. Are you alright, my dear?
Yeah, it's just could you a little bit of ouch.
Cleric, can you?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Miyagi.
Maybe he was doing God from
Dogma. No, actually, I was just watching that movie the other day, and that's what I was saying. Oh, that kind of feels... How'd you do that? I'll burn. How bad... In a scale to 1 to 55, where are you at?
I'm feeling like I've taken 14.
All
right. Ugh.
God.
So what you get for using your arbitrary rating system.
5
of bullshit.
That will do.
And so that's 15 damage, or 15, yeah, 15 HP back.
Awesome. Thank you.
I burned a 2 for it.
Aw, you're so sweet. All right.
So
all my all my wounds just heal up. Good, solid.
I guess everybody that's got bladed weapons, we start, you know, skinning this thing and cutting it up.
Roll a survival check.
Yeah, let's survival check, Hamlin.
I literally, like, you go to, like, go at it with knives. Nope. You got me?
I'm hungry.
Will get the most out of him.
She insists. I mean, you butchered stuff before, but she insists.
Fuck! Got an 11.
11's good enough.
I do.
Yeah. It's good, right?
11.
Like, I mean, you guys like brain, right?
Go for it, because I'm not sure.
I mean, you've seen better cleaned meats, but she does a decent job. Yeah. It's good to, like...
It is also dusk. It's low light. You know?
She starts making excuses. It's been a while since you've cleaned a kill. So it feels good to use your skills again that, you know, you like you said the last session, you've been cramped in a city too long. It's good to be out here in nature, getting the fruits of nature.
Is our prisoner awake by this point?
No.
He's not.
No, he's just out.
He's gonna have brain damage by the time we're done.
Yeah, right. It's gonna be a motherfucker. You sense he might have already had some brain damage.
Aaron probably whacked him over the head a couple too many times.
Yeah, he seemed like he had maybe a close head injury before we got there.
Alright, so we,
Alright, so should we take up camp? It is getting to be dusk.
Yeah, sounds good.
You guys make camp. You clean the boar. You guys have a great dinner that night.
So before we get into this,
yeah,
I take a rope,
yeah,
throw it over a limb, tie it to the sack.
Oh my god! You hang this boar bandit in a bag of holding up from a tree.
Poor bandit. He's killed people.
You've killed people.
Yeah, but they were bad people.
You never.
Right. He admitted it. I didn't. I was like, okay.
So that makes it okay?
I didn't even admit to doing the thing in town.
Listen, no.
You just killed all of his friends.
They were all bad people.
Somebody paid us to. That makes it better.
Exactly.
And they were going to kill him. So it's technically, we saved his life.
Right.
Oh
right.
Saved his life. Saved his life to go give him to the executioner.
No,
that's not saving his life.
We're going to subject him to the justice system, which I feel works.
He still has a full day to try to convince us to do otherwise.
He tried.
I beta tested justice before we put bad guys through it just to make sure it was right. You're welcome. Lawful.
But no, seriously though, he killed innocent like merchants,
right,
and
yeah,
stuff.
When's the last time you met an innocent merchant?
I can tell you it wasn't recently.
So now I've had this guy hanging up.
Okay.
And because...
Like it was a sandwich we were trying to get people away from the bears.
Yeah. Because the way is offset...
If we tied this guy up and he had to fight a bear...
Straight, it kind of like leans
he
over.
He kind of leans to one side because it's top heavy because of his head.
So I'll bounce the bottom of the bag to wake him up. Hey.
Does that work? No shaking at you. Space.
I don't know.
Let me roll. He's
it would shake his
out.
Head.
Right. He rolled pretty well, so... the worst dream of the... hey! What the... I'm falling! I'm not falling! What the... What? Hey. He looks up at you, the bronze dragonborn with giant teeth and purple lips right now.
I hold up a stick of meat.
And I take his wrist and I pull the meat away. You should have thought about that before you tried to run away.
Yeah,
he's got to eat.
What the hell? My pony! What happened to me, pony? I can feel me legs. What do you call it? Fall sorcery of you. I'm in the fucking bag of holding, don't I?
God, I was gonna fuck with him.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
And you are tied head to foot.
You are not.
Inside it.
Oh,
we have magic that allowed us to remove your head.
We're all deception.
And separate it from
advantage.
Your
lunch. I already said yes.
Yeah, no
yes
good.
You are.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
You're really well.
I fail at my deception, all right, but I
go.
Succeed.
What did you roll with disadvantage, John?
17.
Oh, really?
Double 17.
Double
17.
Double 17.
He insists.
Oh no.
He just starts screaming. Ah! Ah! What? He called me evil! Oh my god, you fucking evil adventurous!
He's going to bring down the
where's my body?
On us.
Where's my body? Wait,
oh,
he didn't even hear
shut
you.
Shut up, she was just fucking with you.
Yeah. Whoa, really?
Yes,
it's a bag
just
holding.
Fucking with you.
You're tied up inside
of
it. so that we can bring you back to town so that no one has to carry you.
I thought it was weird that I was just a head, but I could still feel my body. All right. I thought I was just, you know, one of those phantom things, you know, as some people say, cut your arm off.
Shut up!
All right.
If you cut off someone's body, they do not feel a phantom body. They just die.
Well, I don't know.
You'll find out soon.
Oh, come on. You people, this is torture.
I put some, like, pork.
It's good.
Yes.
Kind of gamey, but it's nice.
Oh.
You passed
the constitution save, so you're fine. You do have to go, though, but it's not going to be as bad as it might have been had you failed.
But if you do need to go, just go in the bag of holding.
Oh, that's vile.
All right.
He's not a pariah.
I might need you to change your life. This is not the goblin campaign. God damn.
Get your mind out the goblin camp.
Check, check, drive by, shit, sneak attack, bye.
Halfthor does not say that. Kenny says that.
Halfthor and the rogue are just sitting by the fire eating pork, just laughing their ass off.
Oh, Bahamut calls.
Roll a schadenfreude check.
You were warned.
It's not like you ate a laxative, it's just that... You're actually liking it. It's like you had a lot of broccoli. You have really, you have a really just fantastic bowel movement. It's fantastic.
It cleans you out.
Cleans you out. You feel lighter. Your armor fits better.
It fits better because I don't have a bag of holding in my chest.
That's also true. So, he has to feed him a little bit, and he pleads with you to just let him go. This is torturous. You guys are just like...
It's not going to happen. You can whine and bitch and moan as much as you want. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You've killed innocent merchants. Well, you know, just doing their merchants. Job. Merchants.
I was just doing mine.
Do I have the same?
We all got jobs to do.
Banditry is not an accepted job in polite society.
Well, I don't have sound.
Wilderness isn't polite society, mate.
Well, no, we're bringing you back there where you're, you know, banditry really occurred from.
Well, he might as well just kill me now.
But then that would make us you, and we are not.
You're right, you're not merciful at all.
Merciful?
Merciful.
We never said we were.
Yeah, I got that.
How many of the merchants that you attacked on the road were you merciful to?
They all fought back.
Oh.
I didn't kill anyone who gave up. That was Aaron.
So you're a bully.
Well, we killed him.
A bully?
Yeah, you're a bully.
Listen, mate, if you got a lot of gold on you and you can't fucking defend it yourself, you shouldn't have a lot of gold.
He's got a point.
Well, unfortunately...
Well, I'm going to bed now.
Moved beyond that as a society to where there are roads made by people with gold so that other people with gold can use the roads to transport their gold.
There's like four major roads in this kingdom. You have any idea how big this kingdom is?
I understand that.
Are you trying to convince us... of the civilization that is banditry?
Right, do you really have...
You know how many bandits live in this kingdom?
You have a better system set up out there. Honor among thieves, there's
I
something.
I wonder if we could get more money if we killed some more bandits.
Extra bandits?
Yeah, polite society really doesn't like bandits.
Can't imagine why that might
no,
be.
No, they don't.
It's because you take their stuff.
Yeah.
Most of the bandits I know couldn't live in polite society. They were screwed over by those merchants with money and lost everything they had and didn't have any options but to go in the woods, live with some ne'er-do-wells, and make their own.
Most of the bandits I've come across have never even bothered trying to live in polite society.
I'm afraid that's
you're
true.
Lazy. You're shiftless. You want to take the easy way out instead of working for what you have.
You think living in a fucking cave and killing people for a living is easy?
It is easier than... hauling dung for 8 hours a day for a few coins. And it certainly pays better, I suspect. So when he says easy, he does not mean that the task is simple. It means that your reward for it, you have not earned.
Whatever. You might as well just kill me now, because you're taking me to my death. Anyway.
Well, you've chosen your path, friend. Yeah, we're simply helping you along it.
Alright. Roll the dex.
Scheiße.
I shove my fist in his mouth. He's gagged. I forgot to wash my hands after I wiped. He's gagging.
He gets a little aroused.
So
why does that smell like
bears? I mean, it would make sense that you would actually have a bear skin. I mean, it's not like he's capable of fighting back. He's
he has teeth.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, roll with advantage.
All right, then it's an 18.
That would be a terrible punch for him at this point.
Right.
He doesn't even... After you gag him, he just looks kind of defeated. He's just hanging his head loosely outside the bag. Just like if he looks just pathetic. Especially added to the fact that he's just a head gagged outside of a bag of holes. It looks like the head has given up on life.
I roll over and sleep like a baby.
Is this the expression in the common tongue, a sad sack, comes from? For this man truly resembles a sad sack.
God damn.
I think he deserves some inspiration for that.
Yeah!
I've already got one.
Oh,
remember that time when I fucked up royally because of the character?
Also, the berries thing was pretty funny.
I have the inspiration.
You already do? Oh,
I haven't needed it yet. Since I got it, at least.
I'm terrible at giving out inspiration.
Certainly would have used it on
the
saving throw.
I'm not used to that system, and I guess my standards are pretty high for quality role playing.
I'll just shout Jam Intrusion at you until you get it. Perhaps it'll ring some bells.
So, well,
you were awful at that, dude. It's just plain terrible.
So while we're having dinner, I actually kind of bring up an idea that I had. Believe it or not, a CMU actually gave me a interesting idea with what happened yesterday.
I cannot wait to hear it.
Well, I was thinking to myself, you know, we're taking all of this, you know, we have these weapons that we seize from these bandits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we have this boar hide that's in great condition, actually. You know, that's, you know, some decent coin there.
And a large hide, that thing's taller than me.
Yes, it's a lot of hide.
You can roll another survival check if you'd like to, you know, kind of
you gotta
prep
it
for curing.
Yeah.
Then we gotta get it back to the tanners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the first one was just to carve the meat.
It's gonna be another 11.
You get about half of that.
Which is still
it's
a significant
dark owl.
Right, enormous.
It's dark.
It's dark owl.
The night is dark and full of 11s.
It is.
So,
and this guy crying probably threw her off.
We're going to go to the Arathi Highlands and we're going to kill boars.
right.
Bring me 10 boar tails.
So, so I was thinking, you know, we're taking
we should
all
do a
this,
campaign next.
We're talking.
I'm down.
We're taking all this stuff back to Carwin's to sell. But we'll get, you know, really as wholesalers, we're going to get about half of what it's actually worth.
A few coins.
But
nonsense.
My thought is this. Once we kind of get established, what if when we go out on these things, we take our spoils back and we set up a cart in the merchant center? And we sell them as memorabilia of our adventures.
Memorabilia. Nobody's going to buy our memorabilia.
But
they want a sword, they want a sword.
Okay.
Souvenirs for those who are not there.
Yeah, I was just saying classic. But yes, they're selling the swords and accessing like directly to
the rogue
the customers.
Most of those merchants have like ties to at least one of the merchants' guilds.
Well,
I think that requires about as much, if not more, paperwork than being a mercenary company.
Well,
I mean,
I don't know how it works. I've never tried to be a merchant. Plus, you want to sit in a cart all day?
Well, my thought is
that's a hard negative.
If we, you know, you guys have done a tremendous job, and of course, I'm speaking only for myself. Of course, we would love it if you stuck around and maybe give us a hand on some additional jobs and things like that. We would love to have you. But if we came up with found some people who were looking for some sort of work or something like that, we could put them to work as the cart merchant while we go out on an adventure.
Here's a question. Humor me. Say we did join your company.
Okay.
The hands of...
Hand of order.
A hand of order, okay. Could we then... would we have to, like, do bounties with you guys all the time? Or, say, could we go on our merry way and just fill out bounties in the company's name and then maybe send you guys a cut?
I asked the the lady all the ins and outs of
We need like guild. The primer on that shit.
She gave you one.
Right. I know.
And I remember most of it, but I don't think that came up.
It did not. Yeah, basically as long as you're registered with some kind of mercenary company.
Do they have to be registered with us? Because, I mean, we could have said, oh yeah, we're with these guys.
They have to be part of one, and you guys would have to give them, like, paperwork denoting that they were part of your mercenary company. And then, yes, technically they could go to somewhere else, because you guys, like, a mercenary company doesn't have to be all together at the same time.
There's like 100 of us going out into the woods. We're going to get 10 more tails.
Kind of, sort of. There's only so much you can do with a company.
Eventually we'd have to guild up, right?
Eventually it would behoove you to guild up if you get big enough.
Right.
Making a guild is very difficult.
That would be the end game, is eventually becoming an actual guild, which we would need people for.
Well, I already have responsibilities to the clergy of Helm, which, in all honesty, is a guild in its own right.
Oh, of course.
I'd have to ask if I could be a part of such a mercenary company, which shouldn't. I mean, I've heard of other paladins signing up with mercenary companies. So it's rare. Most of them stay with the clergy. But I could see what I would need to do, at least. You all fight well, honestly. It's nice to be not just me and Dylan here out in the wilderness by ourselves. It's nice to have more than one person to cover your back, and you all seem to fight well, and honestly, I haven't laughed this much in a long time.
If nothing else, even if you decide to move on, you know, while you're here, while you're in town, we can at least line your pockets a bit and send you on your way a little bit more secure than when you came in.
Yes, well, me and Dylan will have to confer. But we'll definitely stay in town. We were planning on leaving this morning. And now it's dusk, and we're out in the woods eating a boar we killed with a company of mercenaries. But we'll stay in town another day or two, and to think it over, maybe I can get word from my temple, and we can let you know then.
Well, by all means, stay with us. Go over to Kraken's pantry. We will take care of it for you.
All right. We were over at the Odyssey before, but we can go to the pantry.
We do already actually have some more items on our list of things that we need to get done. We have a murderer to go capture.
Really?
We also have a hill giant to kill.
Okay. Well, if you guys wanted to split up, we could potentially go after one contract while you four go after another.
We'll consider it. We'll kind of strip. Figure out the proper strategy.
I mean, we could just pool all the bounties together.
That might work.
If we decide to accept your offer, maybe you guys go do one of your bounties while we think over your offer. I mean, we've made more than enough gold on this one adventure to set us straight for a while.
And that's unfortunately not all like this one. I somehow doubt that each hill giant is going to pay quite this well.
Well,
yeah,
that's the nature of adventuring, I suppose.
There you go. But, you know, at least, like I said, I hope we were able to help out a little bit.
Oh, and the same. I hope we helped you all out as much as we could.
It was a great joy having you with us.
Well, thank you. We had fun.
One other thing.
Yeah, surprisingly, I did have a good time.
Another thing I was kind of curious about.
Yes.
Javinia, when she talked to us and also Asim, because he had kind of heard of you walking around town, you've been asking a question?
Here we go.
Shut
up.
I'd like to hear what she's thinking.
A few weeks ago, I had what I thought was a vision. It might have just been a dream, I'm not sure. It was dark. It was a place dark and full of terrors. Awful things. And I heard a voice. It says, "Find it." And that's all. I woke and I was in a deep sweat. It was the middle of the night and it just seemed so vivid. And these things I saw in my dream, they were terrifying. But
can you describe them?
They were amorphous, just gnashing teeth, burning red eyes, tentacles, formless. They seemed to shape shift. I only got glimpses, but I don't scare easy, and I was frightened. I'm not certain what they were. I thought it might have been a vision, so I decided to ask the only question I knew, and that was if you'd seen it. Because that's all I got. But I think now that I've been out here for a few weeks and no one knows what the hell I'm talking about, that might have just been a bad dream.
I'd like to make a suggestion.
Hmm.
It very well could have been a vision, but perhaps it wasn't someone telling you to find something. You were hearing someone or something telling someone or something else to find something that they already knew of.
Interesting. I didn't think about it like that.
The other possibility is, if you were to ask, have you seen it? Perhaps you would not necessarily find the answer to that question, but it would lead you to the people who could help you find the answer to that question. I'm not necessarily saying that's us, but...
You know, for a funny-speaking dwarf, you're not that bad.
I've seen and done a lot in my time, as have all of my companions here.
I will take your counsel into consideration. Thank you, my friend.
I'll take watch.
Alright, the boar is basically the only thing that was gonna cost you guys on the way home.
We didn't go far.
Don't want to spend, you know, all session doing random encounters in the woods. So, you guys...
XP!
So, yeah.
Woo! XP. Oh, yeah! Yeah, XP, you guys.
And fat loots.
Fat loots was boar meat and foreskin. So, congratulations.
A lot of that was fat.
So a lot of it was... True. No, it was pretty lean gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was wild boar, man. That's lean. It's the other white meat.
Well, how the hell did we get bacon out of that? Come on, man. You're ruining it. I seem's trying to be haram here.
Pork belly.
The real bacon.
Now I want bacon. Thank you very much.
Did you not want bacon before? Blasphemer?
Blasphemer.
Normal people don't never want bacon.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Or don't ever not want bacon.
I don't know if I can participate in this game anymore. It's filled with blasphemer.
Tim Flip!
I have bacon in the fridge. It's okay. Right.
You're saved.
Oh, man. It's okay. I'll just...
As usual, you your soul merchant. Redeeming quality
will
is your
sell wife. You bacon and then you'll...
magic bacon.
Magic bacon.
Bags of magic bacon.
Then you'll eat it without, you know, because you have to prove it's magical bacon, of course. Then a geyser of bacon grease will erupt in the middle of town. And
out of his ass.
It'll just be fantastic. I like it.
Decanter of endless bacon.
Decanter of endless bacon grease.
That needs to be a thing.
Oh, no, it really doesn't.
Let me run a gnome campaign, guys. Everything will be a thing.
That is true.
I've been wanting to do, like, a high-tech airship steam engine gnome.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Short races only.
75 experience! Sweet, sweet random encounters. Alright, so, you guys make your way back to town. The kind of always damp-smelling port town of Umber. In the distance, you know, coming out of the trees, the temple, the giant three-story temple is the first thing you always see. And you guys walk into town. Gates are open. You see the town guard. You know, people going about their day-to-day business. Looks like the vinegar has been cleared up.
I'm sure you can still smell it.
There's a slight tinge of apple cider vinegar, and actually... Doesn't smell that bad. And looks like a lot of the merchants that were there that day have shoved off. There's a brand new cadre of like merchant carts that are there.
Yeah. Apple cider vinegar is a vast improvement over fish guts and vomit.
Yeah, right. I feel like I did the town a public service, and I should have been paid.
You may not be entirely wrong.
But then again, it also, like I said, you cleaned it, and so now that part doesn't match, and that's what made everybody mad.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have planted all 8 beans strategically around town.
Kind of like when you live in
that they all rolled vinegar.
When you live in Georgetown and you're used to the smell, and then somebody comes by and puts like lavender out, and they're like, "Ah, that smells terrible."
Bring back my paper mill.
And,
why change?
There's a bunch of merchants out there. You want to try your luck?
I'm
good.
We've got a dude we've got to turn in. That really seems like the first order of business.
We probably ought to do that first. So we don't
I'm not
have
trying
to
cart
this
all
guy.
All right,
there's a town guard as you approach, and the bandit's just like, he's gone from giving up on life to getting, looks like he's legitimately terrified once he sees the town walls, and
he's still gagging.
He's just like crying a little bit.
Are the guards giving us like side eyes? They see this head.
Yeah.
Sticking
as
out
you walk
like, we're gonna do more than side eyes.
You see a dragonborn cleric in blue full plate. He's bronze, and he's got a bag with a human head sticking out of it, and the human head is still crying and gagged. Yes, the guard does give you a sideways glance. He's like, hold. Of many questions. The first and foremost being, what the actual fuck is that?